Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Friday, January 8th. These are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. The vote to impeach President Trump could come as early as the middle of next week. Assistant House Speaker Catherine Clark said on CNN Friday morning, quote, "Donald Trump needs to be removed from office, and we are going to proceed with every tool that we have to make sure that happens to protect our democracy." Clark said that if Vice President Pence does not adhere to his oath of office and remove Trump, quote, "then we will move forward with impeachment to do just that." She understands that timing is tied to impeach Trump, but said there are, quote, "procedural tools the House can use to get articles to the Congress floor immediately." Sore losers are not big on participating when there's a party for the winner. President, soon-to-be ex-President Trump, confirmed Friday morning that he will not attend President-elect Biden's inauguration on January 20th. Since Trump's mob of diehard supporters attempted an insurrection on the Capitol Wednesday, the president has not necessarily conceded that he lost the presidential election to Biden, but he has, finally, admitted that there will be a transfer of power. Vice President Pence, on the other hand, said that he will attend the inauguration. Trump and Pence reportedly met on Wednesday before Trump's supporters whipped into a violent rage. According to the Wall Street Journal, Pence informed the president that he did not have the power to change the Electoral College votes, and, even if he did have that power, he would not use it. That very matter-of-fact statement apparently angered Trump, who told Pence, quote, "I don't want to be your friend." So, there's that. Whoa, 1 in 30 people in London is currently infected with the coronavirus. Mayor Sadiq Khan issued a state of emergency Friday for England's capital with some 9 million residents. It seems as if Britain is starting to lose its battle against the mutant strain of the coronavirus that is faster spreading. Khan revealed Friday that there are over 7,000 people currently hospitalized with COVID-19 in the city, a 35% increase compared to the peak of the pandemic in April. According to some stats, the current coronavirus crisis is proving to be a bit worse for England than it was last spring. Thankfully, a new study has found that the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine is effective in preventing the more contagious strain. In total, the Pfizer vaccine was found to be effective against 16 versions of the virus. Dominion Voting Systems has sued pro-Trump lawyer Sidney Powell for $1.3 billion over her role promoting baseless conspiracy theories that the company helped steal the 2020 presidential election from Donald Trump. Powell became notorious for her outlandish allegations on voter fraud. The accusations were quickly dismissed by judges. Powell persisted in making the claims on right-wing media sites, even after Dominion asked her for a retraction. In its suit, Dominion alleges that Powell's accusations resulted in death threats against its employees and, quote, irreparably damaged the company's reputation. In turn, the case could end up setting off a tidal wave of litigation against pro-Trump election conspiracy theorists. Well, Gayle King of CBS decided to interview the so-called Soho Karen, who was caught on camera tackling a Black 14-year-old kid and falsely accusing him of stealing her cell phone. Hours before her arrest on Thursday, Mia Pensetto sat down with the veteran journalist and apologized from, quote, the bottom of her heart for the incident. But then she repeatedly defended her actions and insisted, quote, I consider myself to be super sweet. I'm a 22-year-old girl. How is one girl accusing a guy about a phone a crime? When King pushed back, telling her that she was old enough to know better, Pensetto snapped back, quote, all right, Gayle, enough. Talk about having no shame. King reported that authorities had to physically pull Pensetto from her car when they arrested her Thursday on charges of attempted robbery and making false accusations. That's all for this week. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.